Thursday, 8th of May. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hillen. On the program we call What's On Your Mind, we are going to crank up some news headlines for you, get you a recap on what's in the news. We have our rescheduled interview next hour with Glenn Stanton, the Focus on the Family. He'll be speaking at the North Dakota Family Alliance Family Values Forum tonight in Bismarck on the subject of marriage as a feminist institution. Yeah, that's what I said. Speaker with a little different twist at that forum. Do you think marriage is a feminist institution? The speaker does, and we'll find out why today on the program. North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook will be here. He chairs the Finance and Taxation Committee. We're going to talk about the property tax force. It's the Property Tax Task Force, actually, recommendations and the work of the Interim Tax Committee. They're suggesting a number of reforms to make things a little simpler. So those are our guests. And, of course, the Golden Girls here are just a little bit on some of the national news stories of the day. Some headlines. The railroads have been ordered to submit reports to the states on the movement of Bakken crude. I, again, think that's needless, silly overreaction to some trains not staying on the track, because Bakken crude is, you know, but one of the, hundreds, maybe thousands of different varieties of things on trains that could be flammable. The key is keeping the train on the track. So the idea that you track where Bakken crude is a lot less important in my mind than keeping it on track. Ex-medical director has filed a whistleblower suit against Blue Cross Blue Shield, alleging illegal insurance practices. The stories on this read like a he said kind of deal, or actually a he said she said dispute between two employees of Blue Cross Blue Shield, and but that one's headed to court. A 61-year-old Findlay woman has been accused of killing her husband. Is claiming, "I didn't know what I was doing when I did it." Mental illness at the time. Sugar producers are waiting for a decision on Mexican exports. Amtrak looks like they're going to detour around Grand Forks and Devil's Lake this summer to try and improve service, unless you're in Grand Forks or Devil's Lake. What do you think of that? North Dakota is getting its first liquefied natural gas processing plant. That'll go in Tioga. Good news there. Last night, the U.S. House voted 231 to 187 to hold Lois Lerner of the IRS in contempt. Are you glad about that? Harry Reid blocks a Keystone vote. Here we go again. Here we go again. President Obama hanging out in Hollywood at the fundraisers. He says the politics needs to break out of its cycle of dysfunction. Think politics is in a cycle of dysfunction? You agree with the president on that? Yeah. Senator John Hoeven has invited the U.S. Ag Secretary to North Dakota. That's a good thing. Hillary Clinton wants to rein in guns. We had to talk to the Golden Girls about this. What in the world? You know, one thing Bill Clinton did rather smartly is after the assault weapons ban in the Clinton era, they quickly realized a bad idea. And a lot of the Democratic leaders since have said, let's really try and dial that back. Heidi Heitkamp being the North Dakota example of that. Bucking some of the things the Obama administration had proposed. So I'm not sure that's real smart of Hillary heading into hopes for a presidential run. But we're going to dig into that story a little bit today. A new survey suggests 68% of Americans would put themselves at risk to retrieve a stolen phone. Do we love our phones that much? Get a different one. I don't get that. And some world powers are joining the hunt for the abducted Nigerian schoolgirls. That's good news. Well, let me unpack the story a little bit. We're going to spend some time on this today. State government in North Dakota is flush with a lot of cash. And Governor Jack Dalrymple has put forward his budget guidelines for the 2015-2017 biennium. And he called on state agencies to develop a hold even budgets for the biennium. Now, at first blush, that sounds good, doesn't it? He did leave the door open to request for more money to meet growth-related needs, and I guess that would make some sense. It is the second time that his guidelines have directed agency heads to hold the line on spending. But Mike Nowitzki writes in the forum today, unlike in 2012 when Dalrymple also asked leaders to suggest 3% spending cuts, the guidelines presented Wednesday invite agencies dealing with rising demand for services to submit an optional two-year budget that may include additional staff or other increases. Before requesting more staff or other increases, leaders of the state's 73 agencies should consider ways to leverage or prioritize existing resources, look to consolidate programs, and eliminate efforts that no longer fit our priorities, said the governor. We want to avoid painful adjustments if our economy were to slow down in the future. Dalrymple said state government must spend within its means, provide tax relief, and maintain healthy reserves, and his guidelines lay the groundwork for a conservative approach to the budget process. During times of strong economic growth, we must be especially mindful not to create an overly expansive government that becomes a burden to those who follow us. I'm committed to holding the line on ongoing spending while recognizing that we must also meet the many needs driven by a growing population and the nation's strongest state economy. I'm giving you the governor's narrative so you can tell me whether you agree or disagree with it at 855-200-1776. In a nutshell, do you think the state needs to dial back spending, dial up spending? Hold even a good idea? Take some of that surplus and get more robust with tax relief? What are your budget guidelines? Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider, who's a Democrat from Grand Forks, says in the Forum News Service story, the governor's guidelines are a very soft call for hold-even budgets and predicted that Dalrymple's executive budget won't be hold-even. He said some areas need greater participation by state agencies, such as state rail inspectors under the Public Service Commission, to protect public safety and assure customers and the oil industry that Bakken crude will be transported safely. He said, quote, we should always look for ways to save money, but I think we also need to be realistic in terms of identifying needs out there, too. Isn't it fun to be in the minority? Max Schneider didn't say anything. He's calling the governor's guidelines a very soft call for hold-even budgets. Okay, that's sort of a commentary. Do you agree or disagree with it? Should it have been a stronger call, or are you suggesting since it's a soft call, nobody will agree to it? He predicted that the governor's executive budget won't be hold even. All right, is that good or bad? I don't know. I'm having trouble. And he said some areas need greater participation by state agencies. That means spend more. Gave us one example. Again, the Democrats are in the business of exploiting bad things that happen. So we're going to use the derailment at Castleton to say, see, we need more rail inspectors. We should always look for ways to save money, he said, but there's always a but. After we give the obligatory comment about wanting to save money, but I think we also need to be realistic in terms of identifying needs out there, too. All right. And, you know, to be fair, Governor Dalrymple isn't exactly saying, hey, hold even, period. He's saying hold even, but. So you've heard the governor's comments, you've heard the minority leader. What do you want? What's your budget guidelines? I'd like to hear from you today on that very topic. One other story we're going to inject in here and get your take on. A Grand Forks man jailed early today after an apparent burglary in which a suspect was caught and held by the resident until police arrived. A Martin Carzales, 21 years of age, arrested after the incident in the 800 block of Reeves Drive at 4:21 a.m. According to a news release from the Grand Forks Police Department, police say the suspect apparently had entered the residence through an unlocked door, going through the owner's belongings when he was observed by a resident. The homeowner and the burglary suspect scuffled briefly before the homeowner was able to gain control and hold him until police arrived. He was arrested and taken to the Grand Forks County Correctional Center. All right. A different approach to the Little Falls shoot first, ask questions later. We applaud this resident in Grand Forks, you tell me. 855-200-1776 on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, folks, Scott Hennon here for my friends at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Swing season is here as we get ready for Leech Lake to open up and all the snow melting away. The fun season about to be here. Don't let it get you down the swing season. Treat yourself to a fantastic escape at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Here's some deals. Now through May 22nd, book a massage in the award-winning Aveda Spa, $1 per minute. That's right, 60-minute massage, $60, 80 minutes, $80, you get the idea. The Copper Door Aveda Spa, one of the best. And, you know, this is a good time for good lodging prices, so check out the website, chaseonthelake.com, for different deals. But Chase has told me about a deal I know you're going to love. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase for only $59 a night. Plan ahead, get ready for it. That's over Mother's Day weekend and fishing opener, $59 a night, based on availability. So the idea is get it in now, chaseonthelake.com, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Clinton has decided to throw any chance at the Democratic nomination for president unless she believes there are more gun grabbers within the Democratic Party. Lenkita Cullum and Ellen Ratner, ladies and gentlemen, the Golden Girls, here to talk about that and much more.
We ran out.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So Hillary Rodham Clinton says the nation's gun culture has gotten way out of balance. tells a mental health conference that the U.S. needs to rein in the notion that anybody can have a gun anywhere, anytime. Says the idea that anyone can have a gun is not in the best interest of the vast majority of people. Says that doesn't conflict with the rights of people to own firearms. And I'm thinking Hillary's just thrown the nomination. What do you guys think?
I'm thinking that Hillary Clinton is right, and we've got to stop the guns. And if I were king, I would take all the guns away.
Well, here's the thing. This is kind of what I alluded to, I've been talking about. This election is going to be won by the base, because the base are the people that get out and vote. The base of the Democratic Party does not like guns. The base of the Republican Party supports the Second Amendment. So it just depends on how many people in the base of the Democratic Party are willing to get out and support Hillary Clinton, and that's what, this is a move to say, this is what I'll do if I'm president.
So you think this rallies the base? I mean, this. I mean, are there more gun grabbers in the donkey-wearing hat crowd?
I think that's what they
say. Of course we are, because we're smart.
Well, it depends on... You know, you've got a lot of states where, like Texas, North Dakota, Arizona, and other kind of Montana, where they support the Second Amendment. And I'm not sure this is a wise play, but I guess that's to be determined.
And Ellen, correct me if I'm wrong, but hubby Bill was pretty wise after getting shellacked early in his administration on the assault weapon ban thing that he took up at Dianne Feinstein's. He has to steer clear of gun politics. So I'm sort of surprised.
Well, I understand that Democrats don't want to steer clear of gun politics because they want to get reelected. But if I were, again, if I were king, I would outlaw guns. I'd also outlaw football and boxing. But, you know, that's just my view of life.
Yeah.
How about roller derby?
Roller derby's okay.
She's
doing
well. I just think that... I think that she feels, in light of a lot of the incidents that have happened since Bill Clinton was president, I mean, they didn't have Columbine then, they didn't have Gabby Giffords, so I think they're playing to the crowd of Democrats that they consider the base that will get out and vote against guns. I think for her, it probably was a smart move. I don't think it's going to make a difference to the Republican side because they don't really care, they're not going to vote for it.
All right, the big story, obviously, last night's House vote, rather overwhelming, wasn't close, 231 to 187 to hold Lois Lerner, a former IRS official, in contempt and request a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS's targeting of advocacy groups during the past two election cycles. Your reaction to that, Ellen, you first.
Well, I think that it's an attempt to win an election. I think Lois Lerner pleaded the fifth. That was her right. She was also willing to talk on record at there, but then your friend Daryl Issa decided to make a political issue out of it, and she's right. And hopefully they won't. The Justice Department will know that it's a political ploy for what it is and won't prosecute it.
Well, here's the problem.
Your take, BQ?
My take is this. You know, she wants your cake and eat it too. You can't go out and plead the fifth if you're going to make a disclaimer statement that says, I'm not guilty. The thing of it is, what she should have done if she really wanted to plead the fifth is keep her mouth shut, and then this would have played totally out to her desire. But because she determined that she was going to make that statement, she may have broken the law and may be subjected herself to being held in contempt of the Senate. So I think, and the Congress. And I think right now, I think you're going to see them move forward because she put her foot in her own mouth.
By the way, does the critical mass, you know, IRS, Lois Lerner, the whole game's going there, Benghazi, and the panel now appointed there, do you think ultimately these are thorns in the side of the Obama administration that are going to make... retaining the Senate that much more difficult in 2016 politically? Is this difficult times for your pals in the Obama administration, Ellen?
Well, I think it's difficult only because traditionally a second term and also the midterm elections, whether it be the first term or second term, are usually lost by the party at the White House. So I don't think the Benghazi, I think people's eyes glaze over it. But I know Blanquita thinks it's a big deal, but she's just wrong.
Well, I'm not wrong when it comes to American lives. I mean, if it was everyone's family, they would say, find out the truth of the matter. I do think it's going to be a disaster for the administration and for Democrats trying to seek re-election or get elected. The concern from the Republican side is, who do we have to be able to replace them with? Are they good candidates? Will they do the job? Right now, the American people, regardless of which side of the aisle you're from, need really good, qualified people that are not just running on a campaign or a political point of view. They got to help the American people. We're in trouble.
Last night, President Obama was at the home of the chairman of Disney, Walt Disney Studios, and hanging out with Barbara Streisand and Jeffrey Katzenberg and James Brolin and a bunch of Hollywood types. And he said that there's a disquiet around the country, as well as an anxiety, a sense of frustration. Said the challenges remain daunting, and we have a Washington that's not working. Also said politics needs to break out of a cycle of dysfunction. Does he ever take responsibility for anything? Yeah, very good question, Blanquita. Exactly what I was thinking. What is his role in that, Ellen? And does he ever take responsibility for anything? Ever.
Well, he does take responsibility for things, but, you know, when you have people like the likes of Gerald Issa pounding away at Benghazi every day and not really negotiating, trying to put only five Democrats on the committee instead of doing an equal number, I mean, what are we supposed to say? You know, I remember the Clinton administration and D.D. Meyer saying, we will not unilaterally disarm, and the Democrats shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but look at the Clinton administration. What did they accomplish? Right now, what has this president accomplished? What did Hillary Clinton accomplish? She can't even say what she accomplished herself. I think right now, people have to understand what role and dysfunction have they played, and how do they correct, and how do they sit down at the table and make things happen? Heck, you and I can make things happen, Ellen, and you and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, but gosh, we pull off a lot of stuff.
How about a little Harry Truman, the buck stops here? That'd be nice. Ellen Radner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right on the hot headlines of the day. Yours each and every weekday at this time slot on What's On Your Mind. More coming up in your calls next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Number is 855-200-1776. For your take on the news of the day, what's on your mind? I don't know who this homeowner is in Grand Forks, but gutsy move. Was it what you would do? If someone broke into your home? Police say the suspect entered the residence through an unlocked door, going through the owner's belongings, when he was observed by a resident. 4:21 in the morning, Grand Forks, on the 800 block of Reeves Drive, according to a press release, news release from the Grand Forks Police Department. Homeowner and burglary suspects scuffle briefly before the homeowner able to gain control and hold him until police arrive. Police show up. He's arrested, taken to Grand Forks County Correctional Center on charges of burglary, attempted theft, criminal mischief. And, by the way, for three outstanding Grand Forks municipal bench warrants. One of the residents suffered minor abrasions and bruising in the incident. However, no medical attention was sought immediately. Grand Forks police asked anybody with information about the incident or if they've been victims of similar crimes in the area to contact the police department at 701-787-8000. Risky, but they did it. Deserve credit for handling it that way? Would you handle it differently? Tell me what you think. Here's a study I promised to spend a little more time on earlier when we were dealing with headlines. A study released today reveals new statistics about cell phone theft, including that 1 in 10 Americans have been victims of phone theft. The study, based on a March survey of individuals who had their cell phones stolen, of those surveyed, 68% said they would be willing to put themselves in physical danger if it helped them retrieve their devices. This type of vigilantism has raised concerns with local law enforcement and city officials who've lobbied for cell phone manufacturers to include so-called kill switches in their devices, rendering the devices inoperable in event of theft. Cell phones are the targets of over 50% of all robberies in San Francisco, and residents are often injured in ensuing scuffles over the devices. 90% of those surveyed said they took some sort of action to recover their cell phones. Well, I'd hope so. From filing a police report to using tracking applications to locate the devices. However, the survey also reveals that forgetfulness, a greater factor in cell phone theft than brute force. 44% of victims surveyed left their phone in a public setting, such as a restaurant or bar. The loss of a device is not the most upsetting aspect of a theft. Most victims mourn the loss of personal data, photos, corporate email, banking information. Half said they'd pay $500 for the return of their data alone. You could take care of all this by backing the phone up. My gosh. Kind of weep for the future when I hear stories like this. You know what I mean? 68% of Americans would put themselves at risk to retrieve a stolen cell phone. Seriously? Over two-thirds of people are going to put themselves at risk over a cell phone? I don't know why that story sticks with me today, but it just seems really stupid. Dumb, 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 dumb. Don't get it. Don't at all. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number, by the way. When you call, press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat on the news of the day. A couple of questions we're asking of you. One, Governor Dalrymple is calling for a hold-even agency budget with the option for increases on priorities. What's your budget mandate? Would you like to see the state of North Dakota spend less? I think the governor's right to say, hey, let's hold even here with our surpluses and then pick some priorities. What's your budget mandate today? I want to know what you'd have done. We have the IRS. Former employee Lois Lerner held in contempt by the U.S. House last night, a vote 231 to 187. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Right approach? Harry Reid is continuing to block a Keystone vote. Does that surprise anyone? Anywhere? Any way, shape, or form? I don't think so. We have the Grand Forks homeowner scuffle with the resident holding down the burglar until the police arrive. Attaboy for the individual there, or not so wise? What say you? We broadcast each and every day from a tower in the center of Tioga, North Dakota, and Tioga got some interesting news this week that a new company is investing some money to build the state's first production facility for liquefied natural gas. Some of which will be used to supplement diesel fuel burned by oil drilling rigs and fracking operations. The plant near Tioga will start producing 10,000 gallons of liquefied natural gas this summer. And a second phase could boost the production to 76,000 gallons by January 1st. How's this for great news? Governor Dalrymple called the LNG plant a perfect example of the value-added energy products that are the focus of a Department of Commerce initiative. We have a lot of natural gas. We have a lot of oil. And the governor says, hey, that gives the state the opportunity to create industry after industry, and it means one thing, more good-paying jobs. This plant will create about 25 to 30 in the Tioga area by the end of the year. The 76,000 gallons of LNG the plant will produce is the equivalent to about 44,000 gallons of diesel fuel. One drilling rig burns about 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel a day, and about 1,000 gallons of that could be supplemented with LNG. Well, if we're flaring it off now anyway, again, what a perfect opportunity to do it. Isn't that great? Love it. So good news for Tioga this week. Dustin Moore is here to talk some sports. Twins lose a heartbreaker, the NFL draft, what are the Vikes going to do, and the Wild gearing up for game 4. Tell us more there, D.
All sorts of sports going on tonight. Nothing more exciting than the NFL draft. It has been weeks and weeks and weeks, and there's been nothing but talk on the radio and on TV sporting-wise just regarding the NFL draft, particularly what the Vikings are going to do with that 8th pick. But a lot of questions surrounding a lot of teams with their picks, so it's going to be real exciting starting at 7 o'clock tonight on the NFL Network and ESPN to see who gets drafted in the first round. Again, about 5 years ago, the NFL changed up the NFL draft, and instead of it just being on the weekend, they have round one on Thursdays, round two and three on Friday, and the remaining four rounds on Saturday. So round one kicks off tonight. 7 o'clock, NFL Network and ESPN. Handful of NDSU Bison players that are hoping to get drafted in this year's draft. And Billy Turner looking to be the first one off the board. Most projections have him going in the second round. Brock Jensen and Marcus Williams also expected to be either drafted in the later rounds or possibly picked up as free agents. The Fargo Marathon festivities get kicked off tonight, 7 o'clock, with the Youth Run. That route starts on First Avenue North, just outside the Fargo Public Library. Runners will go directly east into Moorhead and cross over the First Avenue Bridge. Half-milers will turn around at the Heritage Yumcott Center and return to the finish corral. One-milers will go down to the 3rd Street Underpass near Moorhead Center Mall, then turn around and head back to Fargo to the finish corral. Lots of marathoners in town for the runs today, tomorrow, Saturday. So welcome all you out-of-towners that may be listening to the broadcast today. This is What's on Your Mind on AM 1090 and AM 1100. Lots else going on in the world of sports. The Twins lose a tough one to the Indians in the ninth inning, 4-3. The Twins are a few games under 500 now, and they are looking to get evened up. They have an early afternoon game today at 11 o'clock. Kevin Correa starting against Justin Masterson. Joe Mauer remains day-to-day with back spasms. The Twins are 6.5 games behind Detroit. Rocco Grimaldi, UND hockey player, has signed a 3-year deal with the Florida Panthers, giving up his final 2 years of college eligibility. The Panthers drafted Grimaldi in the second round in 2011. Grimaldi led UND in scoring last season with 39 points in 42 games and was named the Midwest Regional's most valuable player in helping UND beat Wisconsin and Ferris State en route to the NCAA Frozen Four. This is nothing new for the University of North Dakota and coach Dave Haxtell, who's watched 17 players sign in his last decade at the helm. Three forwards are locked in to come in next season for UND: Grand Forks native John Simonson, Trevor Olson, and potential first-round draft pick Nick Schmaltz. The Panthers were happy to sign Grimaldi, who would have had the option of becoming a free agent next summer if he had not signed with the Panthers. Once again, NFL draft tonight. Billy Turner may hear his name called on day two of the draft, which happens at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Some analysts have him as high as a second rounder. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. What was it here? NDSU has had three players drafted in the second round of the NFL draft: Phil Hansen, wide receiver Stacy Robinson, and linebacker Steve Nelson. Concordia Cobbers take down the Gophers in Bucky Bergow's last game as head coach. The Cobbers defeated the Gophers 3-2 yesterday. Chris Coast will run the Concordia baseball program next season, and Bergow will be an assistant. Bergow had been with the Cobbers head coach for 36 seasons. UND swept the season series with NDSU in baseball. UND wins 3-2 last night with home runs from Daniel Lockhart and Taylor Peterson. Pretty unique way for UND to end up beating NDSU. NDSU didn't have any conference games this weekend, allowing NDSU to throw any of its top pitchers against UND, reports Tom Miller from the Forum News Service. UND, meanwhile, played a 3-game Western Athletic Conference series against Grand Canyon Friday through Sunday, so it kept them needing to reserve their players a little bit, but that didn't stop UND from getting that sweep in the season series against NDSU in baseball. So congratulations to UND baseball team there for their big win against the rival. Good luck to all those youth runners in the going on later today at 7 o'clock, and enjoy the NFL draft. Who the Vikings are going to take at 8? More of What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
They just come up with an insurance policy for us because we don't have insurance where I work through. I'm going through my wife. But yeah, the policy through the company that I'm going through, the best they can do, it's going to cost me about $250 more a month than what I'm paying for now. The company for the last few years that I'm working for has been giving me $175 a month per diem to go towards my insurance that I go through with my wife. Well, due to the Obamacare and stuff, no matter what, I'm going to lose that $175 a month per diem. So I got to pick the worst of two evils, or the best of two evils, is I got to stay with my wife's policy, and I'm going to lose $175 a month that I've been getting in per diem from the company I work for. Thank you, Obamacare. Liberals can just go away and leave me alone.
All right. Thanks for venting. I hope it makes you feel a little bit better. Without question, caller also called back to weigh in on the story we brought you about Hillary and the guns. What's she thinking on the guns? The more I read this story, I just think she's digging a deep hole here. Anyway, that's what the You wanted to win. Yeah.
Leaving my comment at the sound of the tone to your golden girl over there. I know a lot of Democrats and a lot of them are female that were all excited about Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary Clinton just lost them because these are Democrats that don't go along with these gun control laws. They were all ready to vote for her, wanted her to run so they could vote for him. Now if Hillary runs, she's not going to get their vote. Just not going to get their vote. I guess there are some smart Democrats out there. Not many, but there are a few. Just keep that in mind. There's a lot of Democrats that are gun owners, that hunt, that use guns for personal protection, and they don't want any of these gun control laws. Keep that in mind. Bye.
I'm amazed this isn't getting more attention because this is a line in the sand. One headline in AP, rein in guns, according to Hillary. U.S. needs to rein in the proliferation of guns, says CNN. And speaking at a mental health conference where she made these comments about that. And we really have to get our arms around it because at the rate we are going, we're going to have so many people with guns everywhere, fully licensed, fully validated. Clinton, whose comments came during the question and answer portion at the end of her appearance, said, because we are living in a time when there's so much external stimulation and some internal confusion in certain people, it'd be a bad idea to let people go to bars with guns, let them go to schools with guns, let them go to church with guns. Referencing a shooting earlier this year when a 71-year-old retired police officer shot a 43-year-old man texting in a movie theater, Clinton said people thinking they have the right to defend themselves against the gum chewer and the cell phone user by shooting the person is reminiscent of countries she visited with no rule of law and self-control. Then she said, I think you can say that and still support the right of people to own guns. Can you? I guess if you're Hillary Clinton running for president, you can. I don't know. By the way, one other breaking story today, another Clinton administration official under investigation, Veterans Affairs Chief Shinseki will be subpoenaed over the allegations of deadly health care delays at a Phoenix VA hospital. That one just breaking today as well. All right, let me tell you about the weather here in the couple of minutes we have left. No breakthroughs weather-wise. Foggy in Fargo and 45 at this hour, heading for a 54-degree high today. Some rain showers in the forecast this afternoon, a possibility. Here's what the forecast looks like. Cloudy, rain developing. Rumble or two of thunder possible this afternoon, 54 for a high, northeast wind at 20 to 30. Chance of rain, 80% rainfall around a quarter of an inch today. Tonight, rain likely low 41, winds north-northwest at 20 to 30. Chance of rain, 80%, rainfall around a quarter of an inch. Forecast for the oil patch today, sun and clouds mixed, high around 55. Okay, farmers, get to it. North-northeast wind at 5 to 10. Some clouds this evening give away to mainly clear skies, a low near 30. Oh, my gosh. Right now 34 and cloudy in Tioga, heading for 55. Trip around the region, cloudy 39 at Williston. Watford, cloudy 36. Newtown, cloudy 36. Stanley, 36 and cloudy. Columbus, partly cloudy 34. Grand Forks, cloudy and 45 today. Showers up in Grand Forks today as well. Foggy in Hillsboro, 45. Grafton, 41. Kindred, 45 and foggy. Breckenridge, cloudy and 45. Fergus Falls, cloudy, 45. Detroit Lakes, cloudy, 45, heading for 57. Rain showers out there today. Same in Thief River, cloudy and 45. Warroad, cloudy and 43 at this hour. Willis, Watertown, rather, cloudy at 45. Sioux Falls, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. Aberdeen, cloudy and 45. Bismarck showers today and 43 degrees again. Fargo, 45. Let me check the 10-day forecast. My favorite pastime, seeing if I can find a 70-degree temp. Are we going to hit 70 in May? Crying alone. I'm all the way through next Saturday, 17th, and don't see a 70-degree day. A lot of mid-50s and low 60s. Rain showers today, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the forecast. Sorry, folks, I'm not making this stuff up. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. 10-day forecast out in the patch. Not looking a lot different either. 5 before the hour, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.